And welcome once again to another edition of A Plain Answer here at Redeemer Broadcasting. I'm Dan Elmendorf. Joining me on the Zoom line today is Pastor Bill Shisko.
Hey, Dan. Great to be with you again.
Bill, it is a delight. And both you and me had acquaintance with a very important figure back in, for me, it was 1995. We invited a man by the name of Dr. Greg Bahnsen to our church to give a worldview conference, and it was about apologetics. My interest in Bahnsen was not only apologetics, it was also his very careful treatment of the law of God and its applicability to all of life. But we had him for a conference. The location was Kingston, New York. And later that year, it was a real shock to many of us that he went in for an operation to have a heart valve replaced. And the real shocker was, as we were waiting with bated breath, word came that our dear friend, Dr. Bahnsen, had died. And it was just I'm still struck by the tremendous loss of Dr. Bahnsen, and yet it's not all a loss. So, Bill, why don't you take it away, and let's talk about the work of Dr. Bahnsen, which continues to this day.
Yeah, I remember that night, Dan. It was December 11th, 1995, after Dr. Bahnsen had had his third valve implant. He'd had physical heart issues for many, many years, and I wept when he died. The only thing I could think of that's comparable to it is when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. It was so sudden, and a man that had such impact.
Yes.
In many ways, character very similar. They weren't afraid to take on opponents of the Christian faith, but they did it graciously. I don't want to linger on there. Though he's dead, he speaks. What what has happened over the last almost 20 years with respect to Dr. Bahnsen's material is one of the most remarkable things I've ever heard, and I'm thankful for the time that we have to deal with this. Dr. Bahnsen, I am particularly, this is particularly poignant for me, because our oldest son, Nathaniel, it's actually when he came to faith, it was a class that Dr. Bahnsen taught in Brooklyn.
Aww.
But at least when Dr. Bahnsen spoke, it helped him in his teenage years put together, get answers to the questions that young people ask.
Right.
And I will never forget on that Thursday of the 5-day week, coming home from Brooklyn, he said, "Dad, it makes sense now." And I really did. Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me, actually, because Greg was...
Chill down my spine and into my legs when I heard you say that.
Well, Dr. Bahnsen, I want to get to the Bahnsen Institute, but he, though he was ill, and he was ill at that time, he took time with Nathaniel to answer his questions. I know of only, in my whole history, I only know of one other teacher who was as competent and as gifted, as careful, biblical above all else, logical, very thoughtful. Conclusions were compelling. I wouldn't want to have been on the opposite side of
it. No, God had given him a mind that was absolutely sharp, absolutely brilliant, and the notable people that went up against him, he mowed them over.
Yeah.
By God's grace.
Yeah, very, very graciously. Well, apropos of this, about 5 years ago, a few of us who knew Dr. Bahnsen were contacted by a man named Graham Duga, who was very burdened to get Dr. Bahnsen's material available. It was available, but it was available. You had to pay for it, and you had to pay quite a bit.
Sure.
And again, in God's amazing, we're talking about over 1,800 cassettes of material on everything from philosophy, apologetics, which is defending the faith, ethics, the Christian life, the Reformed faith. I studies on, I think, almost every book of the Bible, not completely through the book.
Yeah.
But I mean, Greg was just an absolutely remarkable teacher. Anyway, The concern was to get this material and make it available to people. And in God's wonderful providence, through a very, well, very generous gifts, and one large one in particular, we were able to get all of that material, and it is now in public domain. Through, you can actually get it, and I'll mention the site several times, BonsonInstitute.com. BonsonInstitute.com. It's also available through Sermon Audio. But this is now in public domain, and we have been able, through the Bonson Institute, to get that material remastered. And the quality wasn't always the best on these cassette tapes. But now, all but a few of those series or sermons or whatever have been digitally remastered, and the quality is excellent. So this project began about 5 years ago, and Dan, the statistics are absolutely remarkable. recently, we've had over 612,000 downloads of Dr. Bonson's
beautiful.
And this is not a real long period of time since this is available. And remember, there's about 195 countries in the world. 174 countries in the world have been able to access this material, which on apologetics, I don't know any other way to describe it. You know, the terms are used, Vantillian and presuppositional and so on. Bottom line, it's what the scriptures themselves tell us.
That's right. That is the bottom line.
Yeah, it's about the way the faith is to be defended. Proverbs 26:4-5, it's kind of a favorite text for us. Don't answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him, but answer a fool as his folly deserves, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gives a basic approach. I think one of the things I love about this, and it's actually a logo for the Bonson Institute, is no neutrality. You don't assume in dealing with unbelief that there's a terrain in which unbelief and belief agrees. Unbelief suppresses the truth and unrighteousness, and therefore unbelief needs to be called to repentance.
Yes.
And that's why I think the interest, and I'm thinking in particular in the nations of the world, Brazil, for example, the response in Brazil to Dr. Bonson's material has been amazing, because people are wanting to know how basically you defend the faith against all forms of unbelief. And Dr. Bonson, and just so people know how you spell that, it's B as in boy, A, H as in Harry, N as in no, S-E-N, Bonson, Greg Bonson, but it's the Bonson Institute. And one of the reasons, Dan, I'm very thankful that we can do this now, is we have a public meeting via Zoom on November 4th, 2025, just a few days from now. And that is at our work hails from Central Time Zone. I'm in Eastern Time Zone, so this would be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. All listeners need to do is go to the Bonson Institute on Google that, the Bonson Institute,
right,
or just Bonson Institute. And then when you get the website, which itself is quite remarkable, mm-hmm, you can get all of Dr. Bonson's material that is available, and that's most of it. I mean, the topics, Dan, are just really quite amazing. There's a lot on the Christian life, on ethics. Dr. Bonson is known for his book Theonomy in Christian Ethics, which came out, I believe it was 1977. And there's a chastened version of that, if I could put it like that, that the Bonson Institute has published, called Christ is King. You can get that through Amazon, or you can get it through the Bonson Institute website. But when it comes to ethics, I do not know of anybody who has been more careful and thoughtful and extensive in addressing ethics from a clearly biblical perspective. I'll give you an example, lesser known book, but I believe it's still available, Dr. Bonson's book, Homosexuality, A Biblical View. Now, that was written about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But given issues that have been, that are current, it is remarkable with what prescience that man addressed issues. And I don't know of a better biblical theological treatment of the subject. And for your listeners, you can tell, obviously, I'm excited about this. Dr. Bonson's book, Always Ready, on defending the Christian faith, is really a primer for any one of your listeners wanting to just get an understanding of how biblically you defend the Christian faith before the various lines of unbelief. Dr. Bonson's book, Always Ready, is a primer. My favorite, actually, and you can get it in the when you go to the Bonson Institute website, you can actually, there's the library. All you've got to do is look at what's available. But he has a series, I don't know when I first listened to it, called Getting Down and Dirty.
Uh-huh.
And this was Dr. Bonson. He could be very, in a holy sense, he could be still very earthy in the way he expressed things. But that was it. He said, this is what it is. And it was unlike merely theoretical defenses of the Christian faith, which Dr. Bonson could certainly do. He really engaged with unbelieving thought. And he did it with grace. He did it with consummate understanding. But he would get done if people listened. There's three debates that we have that Dr. Bonson did. One is actually with R.C. Sproul, the late R.C. Sproul, on different types of apologetics. But I think your listeners will be particularly interested in what really have become legendary debates. One is Bonson-Stein, and the other is Bonson-Tabash. Dr. Stein was actually the head of some atheistic organization.
Mm-hmm.
But Greg, along with everything else, was probably, he would have been one of the top intercollegiate debaters.
Oh, yeah.
And debaters, period, in the late 20th century. And so if you're just, even just listening for a model of a debate, that Bonson-Stein or Bonson-Tabash debate would be excellent.
You know, I'm thinking, too, of a series he did that I came across late in my life, and it's about his understanding and commitment to a particular eschatology. And I don't often go into that over the air. But as I listened to those three lectures, and it sounded like they were recorded in a living room, and, you know, the audio isn't the best.
No.
But some things came up that I had never considered.
No.
And it fell into the category of a boundary value problem, something we used to have in engineering. And the principle there was the boundary value will help determine where the solution can and cannot be. And so one of the boundary values that would come out in this lecture series was that as the Bible is talking about a particular dynamic going on, it will say, well, the child dies in old age. And Bonson would point out, the child is still dying. And so this is not the eschaton. This is in history. And thinking that way helps you better decipher those problematic, quote-unquote, passages in Scripture.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And I think there again, Dr. Bonson's I don't know any other way to put it. The man is so clear in just opening up what the Scriptures say. And yes, he was post-millennial, which also what I hold, many of us do, and it's a very optimistic view about not just the spread of the gospel in the world in missions, which obviously takes primacy, but the way the gospel affects life.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I mean, this would be for another program, Dan, but I think we miss this a lot. We think so narrowly in terms of the salvation of a soul. And yes, you know, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? But the scriptures also speak about salt, and they speak about light.
Oh, yeah, and bringing every thought into captivity to Jesus Christ.
Exactly, and how that is a testimony to others. And there's where, in my opinion, Greg Bahnsen was unexcelled in his application.
Yeah, he really was.
His material on Revelation is not completely remastered, God willing. By June of 2026, all of this material will be available. Apropos of that, too, his material on Proverbs is fascinating in the his field in ethics and the way he brings things out.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And the other day I was talking with somebody else, and I was mentioning that I don't hear any sermons about how to live how to build a Christian family. They're just not out there, not in the circle that I'm in, and they should be. Another one that's not out there is Christian ethics. I'm thinking, wow, doesn't God want us to live holy before Him? Hasn't He given us His standards for living? And the pastors just avoid it.
Which is such a shame. The term theonomy that Dr. Bahnsen was tagged with. And again, that book came out, I think it was 1977.
Was it like his master's thesis? It wasn't even fully developed yet, but it was a good job for what he did.
Well, and then he gave his lecture, I forget where it was now, Grove City College or Geneva College, I forget which. But it was a few years before he went home to be with the Lord. That material is what the Bahnsen Institute has published in the book Christ is King.
Neat.
It is excellent. I mean, if we believe the term that's used in the Westminster Standards is that the requirements of the Mosaic Law as they apply to the state no longer apply except in so far as the general equity thereof requires.
Spot on.
And that's an interesting. I look at it this way: there are principles in the Mosaic civil law, and it's not required that we apply them. We're not living in Israel, but they're outworkings of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you put a parapet on your roof back then? Well, that's an application of the Sixth Commandment, you shall not kill. Those are the things that Dr. Bahnsen would emphasize, and especially in our day, Dan, I mean, preaching to the choir here, where people are clueless when it comes to a moral compass.
Very much so.
Here you need this. Yeah.
Very much so. And I'm thinking that parapet, it also was an act of love. If I love my neighbor, I'm not going to let him walk off the ledge of my flat roof.
Correct. Yeah.
And go splat.
Right. Yeah. So the material on ethics is excellent. For those who are philosophically inclined, that was Greg's field. He had, and that was the class our son and I were in Brooklyn. I mean, how that man could basically take thousands of years of philosophy and without dumbing it down, explain it in a way that you could understand and it was relevant to today. I just have to say it was a unique gift.
It was,
Right.
Yeah, I find myself, as I reflect back on Bahnsen, I'm still mourning. I'm mourning his loss as much as I'm mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk, who I didn't even know that well. But the more I get to know him, the more I mourn.
Yeah, that's exactly it, especially because these were men. If you got Greg in a debate in a church court or presbytery or whatever, it would be bad if you were on the opposite side with him. However, when it came to a classroom, the line was from those who knew him, you wish you could have paid just to have Greg in a classroom with students. I mean, I just think of my own son, Nathaniel. When he taught, because of his health issues, he had to get a break. I mean, at lunch, when we'd be out eating and gabbing, he would have to lie down. He'd have to rest so he could do the afternoon. And the fact that he even did this when he was ill, but he always made it a point with Nathaniel, again, without being patronizing, to go to him, did you get this? He was a teacher.
Beautiful.
Who wanted students to understand. I learned, even from that week, I learned so much about what it is to be a committed Christian teacher.
Yeah, indeed. Well, today we're talking about the late Dr. Greg Bahnsen, B-A-H-N-S-E-N. And fortunately, most of his work has been preserved in the form of audio recordings. And Bill here will give us the information on where we can go to listen to these good lectures.
Yeah. It's Bahnsen. You just spelled it. B-A-H-N-S-E-N. BahnsenInstitute.com. And I urge your listeners to look at the website. And if you check on events, what will be prominent for obvious reasons is that we have a public meeting on November 4th, 2025. That is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. But please go, if you're on Zoom, hopefully you've got Zoom, and you can go to the public meeting that will give you some background, the different people who are doing work for this. Most of it's volunteer work.
Right? Sure.
It's all volunteer. But we'll give you an update. Graham Duga, who's our director, we'll give you a little bit of background. I mean, this was really his brainchild. Jack Plooster, who is a really quiet, he's an elder in an Orthodox Presbyterian church, and he has done this work of digital remastering almost as if this is a baby for him. and he's very quiet, but he's done the work well. It's when you get the downloads, I have some of the figures here, but I won't give them, but the different countries, and again, most of the countries of the world, and what are they getting? They're getting, number one, they're getting clearly biblical teaching. There's no doubt in Greg Bahnsen, whether you agree or disagree with him or not, he is focusing on what the scriptures teach and teaching it accurately. Number two, and I think this is it, the clarity of his teaching is unparalleled. Number three, the topics. Again, this is a man who went home to be with the Lord 20 years ago. And yet when he deals with ethics, Dan, you might think he's speaking to today.
Oh, yes.
With things. And then, of course, apologetics and defending the faith. And that's, I think, without getting apologetics, again, for your listeners, it's 1 Peter 3:15, where to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts and be ready always to give every person a reason, an apologetic, a defense for the hope that lies within us, yet with meekness and with reverence. And especially in this day of more vehement anti-Christianity, we need an uncompromising response to the world. Again, there is no such thing as neutrality. There's always a call to repentance, but it's to be done graciously. And that is, as with Charlie Kirk, that was Greg's way of presenting things.
Oh yeah, no question about it. Well, we're just about to the end of our discussion today. We've been picking up this interesting discussion of Greg Bahnsen and the work that is now available at thebahnsteninstitute.com. And what's really significant is so many times people are trying to make a buck and they want to sell this, that, the other thing. But correct me if I'm wrong, but this work is available free of charge.
And that, Dan, that was the burden right from the beginning. It was expensive to get the material and the quality wasn't very good. But we're thankful that we were able to purchase this. We're thankful for the grant, the money that came,
Amen.
So that we could do this. And yes, it is free. And it's Bahnsen, B, capital P as in boy, A-H-N-S-E-N, Bahnsen Institute. And go to BahnsenInstitute.com, events. We'd love to have listeners join us on Tuesday evening, November 4th, 2025. Again, that would be 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Zoom, and you'll get an update. You'll be thrilled. You will be, Dan, your postmillennialist heart will be strangely warm when you learn of the impact. The testimonials from people are also quite fascinating.
Yes, I just am so thrilled, Bill. If it wasn't for that perspective, I can tell you without question Redeemer Broadcasting would not see would cease to exist. It's because of the Bonston perspective that this ministry was formed, and you had a big part in that because you encouraged us, Bill Shishko. So thank you, dear brother, and thank you for joining us today, and I hope that you have a good weekend and that the Lord blesses your church. And really quick, you minister on Long Island. Where can people go and find you?
Oh, we'd love to have you. I pastor, it's a mission church of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. It's called The Haven at Comac. Comac is in the northwestern corner of Suffolk County on Long Island. We are at 16 Oaklawn Avenue in Comac. And if people would like to email me, they can. Sometimes it takes me a while to get back responses, but I'd love to hear from them. It's W as in wart, W, and my last name, capital S as in Sam, H-I, and another S-H-K-O at gmail.com. Would love to hear from you.
Well, that's very straightforward. Bill Shishko, our dear brother in the Lord, thank you for joining us today, and may God bless you.
And you also, my honor.
And dear listener, please join us next week for another edition of A Plain Answer.